This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Great again to the Alex Jones Show.
Time to skid into my seat here. Incredibly important transmission straight ahead. But first, John Bowne has followed an extremely powerful report dealing with the fact that Linda Sarsour and her Soros groups are openly funding sedition inside this country.
Respect this president of the United States of America.
Due to the broad and ironclad protections of the First Amendment, a charge of sedition against a U.S. citizen is extremely rare. Nevertheless, sedition remains a crime in the United States under U.S. Code 2384, a federal statute that punishes seditious conspiracy, and 18 U.S. Code 2385, which outlaws advocating the overthrow of the federal government by force. Generally, a person may be punished for sedition only when he or she makes statements that create a clear and present danger to rights that the government may lawfully protect. A person found guilty of seditious conspiracy or advocating the overthrow of the government may be fined and sentenced to up to 20 years in prison. States also maintain laws that punish similar advocacy and conspiracy against the state government. Brooklyn-born Palestinian-American activist Linda Sarsour is walking a tightrope as she tests those federal statutes.
When we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House.
She won't condemn the acid attacks, the women having their genitals cut off, the gays being thrown off buildings, any of it. Any of it. Pro-life feminists aren't allowed to march in those deals, but the Muslim women are. I mean, it's just the most sickening, evil group, using the fact that we're so tolerant to run all over us. Well, guess what? We're awake now, witch. So enjoy your little Hamas meeting, witch. We see you, witch.
Do you defend what she said about this president and really about this country in that soundbite?
You know, jihad is an Arabic word mentioned both in the Quran and the Bible. Bridget, she is from Lebanon. She knows Arabic, and she knows this word is mentioned also in the Bible. If you leave it for us, jihad means to be a better person, more honest, more truthful, and more trustworthy. But of course, if you leave this jihad for ISIS, leave the Quran for ISIS or Bible for KKK, they have different interpretation of it.
Linda Sarsour is the poster child for this red-green axis. She is getting leftist groups to basically push the narrative that Islam is peaceful, Islam has nothing to do with the problem, and yet from a national security standpoint, Islam has everything to do with the problem. Sharia is the blueprint by which all of these jihadi groups operate, whether it's Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, the Muslim Brotherhood, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, fill in the blank. They all say that they're Muslims waging jihad to establish an Islamic State under Sharia, and yet it is people like Linda Sarsour working with the media and groups like CARE, which is Hamas, working with the media to say that this problem has nothing to do with Islam, and it's just factually false.
It is. It's very radical. She was specifically inciting hatred and violence. If these words were coming out of any other person, we would have said, well, you know, that really overstepped the line. But coming from Linda Sarsour, you have to understand her background. This is a lady that comes from a long line of terrorists. Her family members are, as we speak, sitting in Israeli jails for conviction of terrorism. When you look at her praising in her speech at ISNA, Imam Siraj Wahaj, who was a co-conspirator in the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993. She called him her hero and her mentor.
Sarsour is rising as a spokesperson for Sharia law's gradual wedge in the U.S., ironically laying the groundwork to create no-go zones similar to those all over Europe where women aren't welcome. John Bowne, reporting for InfoWars.com.
You can't make this stuff up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we got some really good news yesterday. Hillary Clinton is to lead the Democratic Party in 2018 midterm elections, which pretty much the campaigning for started in the last few weeks. She has incredible negative numbers. Her own party hates her. The Sanders supporters hate her because she stole the nomination from him. But it gets better. Nancy Pelosi is to be the co-head with her, along with, you can't make this up, Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas. All incredibly unpopular, even in their own party. And they tried to unseat, obviously, Nancy Pelosi. They tried to have Hillary put out the pasture, but it doesn't happen. But you know what? Maybe it's good to keep the old guard in, because even though they're super unpopular, if you look at who's coming up next, it's even more frightening. Linda Sarsour, who has at least three close family members in Israeli prisons for terrorism, is running around everywhere. We just played clips in the last segment, if you just joined us. We're going to play more of this coming up, saying, activate Jihad America, overthrow Trump. If you're a Muslim, don't assimilate. Because this, ladies and gentlemen, is a Palestinian, which means basically a vagabond in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia won't take him. Jordan won't take him. Egypt won't take them. Syria won't take them. Sudan won't take them. Somalia won't take them. Iran won't take them. No one will take a Palestinian. Because most of the Palestinians were never in, quote, Palestine, or where Israel now is, where Jerusalem is, predating Palestine, as it's been called for 1,000 years. No one will take them. How many people, how many Palestinians has Saudi Arabia taken? Not one. Because any Arab will tell you, or any Muslim will tell you, that Palestinians 24/7 are trying to take over your political process. And wherever they go, discord, terrorism starts. And she gives these speeches where she says, stay angry, stay mad. Your life in America is miserable. You are fighting the evil white supremacist president. These are quotes. And she's got all these whacked out crazy feminists supporting a woman who pushes genital mutilation and who supported the jihad operations in the Arab Spring that killed close to 1 million people and enslaved over 200,000 women, many of them small children. Linda Sarsour is a veritable witch demon. But that's the rising star in the Democratic Party. She was given $200+ million just last year and hundreds of millions more this year by George Soros to lead and to run with the organization she captains, the feminist movement in America. I knew who she was, but when I saw she was leading the D.C. march the day after the inauguration, on the 21st, and I was there witnessing it, I went and looked up who was funding it. It was 280-something million to her group and the subgroups to fund just those nationwide marches that day, handing out thousands of American flag hijabs, head coverings to women. I came back on air and said, ladies and gentlemen, a radical Muslim is running the women's event. I couldn't believe it. Now, 6-7 months later, it's all over the news, but like it's a good thing. USA Today, oh, the new face of feminism, the hijab, and Linda Sarsour. You can't make this up. The family member and the political operative of Hamas, she speaks at Hamas meetings. You cannot make this up. And look, I know everybody's been talking about her for a while. It shows how we'll put up with anything in this country. Now, that said, let me shift gears into this. The National Rifle Association is rebranding itself to be more hardcore, more political. Very proud of our audience, and I'm very proud of people like the Motor City Madman Ted Nugent when he was an NRA board member, who was instrumental in getting NRA back to being hardcore and not milquetoast. It was Gun Owners of America. We should get Larry Pratt back on this week. In fact, we will. Larry Pratt, who helped keep the NRA honest. Remember, they used to even support assault weapons bans back in the 90s and stuff, semi-auto bans. I mean, the NRA got bad for a while, but thanks to activists and members keeping them straight, they've gotten more hardcore, and they've gotten more popular. Well, now they've got people like Jesse James and Dan Loesch and others that are what you'd say radicalizing the NRA, which radicalism, extremism, and defense of liberty is no vice, to quote Barry Goldwater, who is the granddaddy of our whole counter movement against the globalists, make no mistake. A chilling National Rifle Association ad. A chilling National Rifle Association ad gaining traction online appears to be an open call to violence. This is from 11 days ago. The video has tens of millions of views on different platforms, and it's a one-minute ad that sounds like I could have said it or you could have said it because it's truth. It's not plagiarism by the NRA of the Liberty Movement. It's truth. It's self-evident. In fact, I'm going to cut some promos that are basically a nod to this peace. And we should all put out our own YouTube videos and our own testimonies about why we have the Second Amendment. Everybody should do it on a webcam or on your local access TV or on talk radio. Everyone should give testament to why we have the Second Amendment. And we're going to air that ad here in just a moment. In fact, I told the crew last week I want to put it into rotation here to run on the network and on the radio show. In fact, I want the woman and dad to actually run on the full GCN network I want it to run in our ad slots that are $1,000 a minute. It sounds like a lot. It's not for syndicated radio. I'm going to take some of my ad time I've got on the network, and I'm running this for the NRA because it's hardcore. And if we don't all contribute to the fight, we're going to lose. If we contribute, we win. Time, energy, money, prayers, whatever you got. A chilling National Rifle Association ad getting traction online appears to be an open call to violence. No, they're violent. They're radicalizing. They're trying to overthrow the country. They're funded by Soros. In the promos I'm cutting and the news pieces I'm cutting, we show you who's behind it. We just go further. Those will be out in a few days as a nod to this. A chilling National Rifle Association ad gaining traction online appears to be an open call to violence. No, we said the clenched fist of truth, speaking out, information warfare, taking action against you politically, economically, legally, legislatively, praying, all of it. We're winning the info war. You're the ones calling for the death of Trump. You're the ones calling for violence. You're the ones calling for hashtag hunt Republicans. So we're going to play her piece, and then the incredible over-the-top response by L.A. activist of Black Lives Matter, the wholly owned subsidiary of George Soros, respond to the NRA. Dignity and power now. I want to explain something, ladies and gentlemen. All they've done is taking KKK psychology that I've decried, spoken out against because it's a tool of division and control, and they have deployed it into minority groups. And they've gotten Apple and Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the big foundations to give hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to BLM to normalize cop killing, to normalize having a chip on your shoulder, to normalize colleges from New York to Washington State, from Texas to Florida, saying no whites are allowed this weekend. Remember in Missouri last year? They lost like a third now of their students over it. The white professors were saying no whites allowed on the commons ground at the park in the middle of the university. And white students were trying to walk on there with Asian students from the newspaper, and the white college professors come over and say no whites allowed, and then say, give me some muscle. And starts trying to call some black guy over to be the muscle. This is liberals trying to engage in race baiting and using race and tribalism as a weapon. Just like Evergreen faculty demand investigation of professor who dissented from No Whites Day. And now the media has to defend that. So let's go ahead and go over this. Let's go ahead and play the NRA Dana Loesch piece. And then we'll get into their counterstrike. Here it is.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with a clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
And I'm Alex Jones, and I am the InfoWar, the key to keeping this restoration of our republic nonviolent. But to win the InfoWar, you've got to have overwhelming force, overwhelming truth, and overwhelming energy, which we have, and we're beginning to major league. Just got chills. Wow. Because truth feels so good, doesn't it? Major league turn the tide. I mean, we are winning. But it only makes the victory that much more special and cherished, doesn't it? It's like a child that gets really sick when they're little and you almost lose them. And then you end up loving them and needing them and caring about them even more. Think of what all our ancestors of every race, color, and creed, all the human race, have gone through together, all the striving, and how far we've come, the wars, the captivity, the enslavement, the degradation, the sorrow, but also the triumph and the victories and the commitment. And where we are with this wondrous planet and the wondrous technology and the wondrous discoveries and the secrets of the universe that we've already cracked and so many more that we're exponentially about to all share. The globalists are desperate that we not have access to this. The ultimate racism, the ultimate anti-human globalist eugenics movement that says humanity's failed and over and that machines are going to override us and the elite are going to merge with silicon and that to do that they must first shed themselves of us, the cancer. What type of satanic, whacked out crap is that? That's what you get from the priest at Google. The priest at Apple, the priest at IBM, the priest at Microsoft. That is their religion. 10 years ago, I put that in the film Endgame, A Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online. I hope it's not pearls before swine. Risked my life to make that film. They almost killed me over it. They were so upset. They came after us hardcore. Back then, the media attacked it and said it was insane. You watch that film, it all came true. It's got the quotes of the world leaders of how they worship Lucifer. And Lucifer has told them, you will be gods, but first you must destroy the humans. And they're humans themselves. But they believe they must shed themselves of that form and transcend transcendence, like the stupid Johnny Depp movie. And then he's in the ether and in the atmosphere, nanotech, and guides the world perfectly as the digital Valhalla and the digital second coming. It is a total setup. But the globalists have been given all this power, so they can't believe they've been conned. So let's go to Black Lives Matter and their response to Dana Loesch, saying that basically the Second Amendment is inherently racist, even though the communists are marching with their Second Amendment. We have a right to defend ourselves with our Second Amendment, but we don't want that. We're winning the info war. And imagine if you start a fight with the libertarians, the conservatives, the veterans, 90% of the veterans being patriots, the police, the military, the patriots, the people with the resources, the middle class, multicultural groups that want freedom. You're fools. I've been to your communist rallies. I've been to your Antifa rallies. You guys look like you don't even know how to wipe your butts. I don't say that meanly. You look uncared for. You can tell you were put in a crib. You were never taken care of. Most of you were foster children who weren't even given enough milk. You've got shriveled brains. You're 6 times more likely not to give to charity. 9 times more likely to steal in major surveys. Harvard, University of Canada, Toronto, search engine. Liberals more likely to steal, more selfish. Hundreds of studies. I understand you've been told by the corporate media you're going to get ahead. If you can pull down the middle class, you'll get some booty. You'll get some goodies. You'll get some spoils. You'll get some loot. You're not going to get it. They didn't get it in Venezuela. They didn't get it in Russia. They didn't get it in North Korea. They didn't get it in China. You don't get it. Limited free market is what has developed untold wealth. True free market will take us to the stars and beyond. But you don't understand that. They don't want you to know there's unlimited resources in the human mind. We've already come 95% of the way we need to go to life extension out to a point where we're technically immortal. We are already there. We're at the threshold and are facing the globalists. And once they're out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's unlimited what we're about to have. But of course, they're teaching us all to hate each other and kill each other and act like fools. And a lot of you aren't going to win and you're not going to transcend because you have bought into this either as a globalist or as a minion. Either selfishly as a globalist or selfishly as a minion. You're profane. And you're not meant to pass the gate. And it's very sad. Now let's go ahead and show the George Soros-funded response to the NRA.
They use their guns to assassinate black people. They use their schools to funnel black students through a school-to-prison pipeline. They use their state institutions, bought politicians, business conglomerates, and white supremacist domestic terrorists to incite violence over and over again. And then they use their new president to enact a law and order administration, all to make them shoot first, to make them ask questions later, make them scream, "I thought he had a gun in his hand," and "I feared for my life," and "he matched the description of a suspect," and "she was threatening us." To shoot and kill Philando Castile, Charlena Lyles, Keisha Michael, Keith Bercy, and Waukesha Wilson. Until the only option left is for black people to disrupt the systems that keep us oppressed and build the kinds of communities in which we want to live. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse to kill more of us. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our communities and our struggle for freedom, is to fight this violence with the raised, clenched black fist of resistance. We are Black Lives Matter, and we are freedom's future place. Wait. Hold up. What's with the aggressive fear-mongering video tactics? Someone cut the music and bring up the lights. Better. We're talking about our lives here. When the NRA issues a public call to their constituents inciting violence against people who are constitutionally fighting for their lives, we don't take that lightly.
No, I'm sure.
We know that we are not safe, but we are not scared either. We will continue to produce media, teach students, march, and protest to not only protect the First Amendment as fiercely as the NRA protects the Second, but to protect our lives from gun-toting racists. We demand the NRA immediately remove their dangerous propaganda videos narrated by conservative talk radio hosts Dana Lash and Grant Stinchfield.
Good luck. Yeah, let's get rid of that First Amendment, just like you want to get rid of the Second. Okay, let's lay out the facts to these useful idiots. Let's look at these useful morons on screen for TV viewers. The number one cause of death for black people in this country is abortion. 51% are killed by abortion. Okay, that's number one. I fight that. Not because I'm some white knight, but because I realize all our lives are connected, and I realize it's wrong. Even if a lot of black folks have chips put on their shoulders and are weaponized against me and filled full of racist crap, I still take the high road because I'm on the high road. Now, let's expand. We can pull these numbers up. It's less than 100 blacks shot and killed by police every year. You can pull up the numbers. It's over 2,000 that die every year in Chicago, blacks, and 90-plus percent are black on black. I mean, you can pull the numbers up. The numbers vary every year, but just randomly type into Google for yourself. Number of blacks shot by police every year versus number of blacks shot by blacks. I mean, the graphs are everywhere. We've shown them many times. Or the number of blacks shot by police versus the number of blacks shot in Chicago by other blacks. I mean, it's in the thousands in one city and the low hundreds nationwide for police. Are there some cases where bad cops shoot innocent black people? Absolutely. But the media takes those and magnifies them, where one dead person's a tragedy, 10,000 dying is a statistic. And then these folks right here are funded by hardcore globalists that funded the Arab Spring, that funded all these other big events, the overthrow of Ukraine, these civil wars, trying to start one where blacks are the trigger for it and then the scapegoat for it, for the civil war. You can look at the numbers. There you go. Blacks killed by whites. You can see the numbers right there, super low. Whites killed by blacks. We're talking basically 15, 20 times, depending on the jurisdiction, higher. You got 50 blacks killed by whites. You got 450 whites killed by blacks. That's U.S. News and World Report. Not the statistic I was looking for. I'm just going from memory. But we'll find it during the break and come back, because I just thought of this as we were showing the video, because I've gone over. Everybody knows these numbers. I mean, we're talking 100 and something blacks shot and killed by cops every year. Most of the time, it's actually black officers doing it, because to stop all the race stuff, they mainly put black officers in the black areas now. So you got 100 and something blacks being killed. Some of them innocent. It's wrong. You've got thousands of blacks killed in Chicago every year by blacks, isn't even on the radar screen. You got most of the blacks never getting born being killed by the globalists, by the liberals, by the abortuaries. Then you've got the gangster black culture rap music that pushes blacks to act like thugs and everybody else, so they're inducted into the prison system, so that the schools do become pipelines into prison. That's one of the only true things that that ignorant woman said. But again, now that they're going to try to get blacks to act more racist, act more violent, and Black Lives Matter groups are going to push killing cops, which are totally innocent, getting shot in the back of the head, like this poor black cop got executed last week in New York, and then the mayor wouldn't even go to her funeral or memorial. Went and helped run the riots over in Germany, which CNN said weren't riots. They're trying to start a revolution, and Black Lives Matter is the most idiotic moron group and is now bordering on terrorism and is being sued for it. So good luck, idiots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Facts don't matter to people like Black Lives Matter because they go out and find chip on the shoulder, Arrested Development, racist, who want to blame every problem in the world with white people. And you see that in the news where major universities are teaching coast to coast the problem with whiteness. Professors every day are in the news saying whites need to be exterminated. White professors are saying if you are pregnant with a white baby, abort the baby. Whites are inherently evil. Genetically, they're inherently bad. This is complete Hitlerism turned on its head and deployed by the left. And everybody knows we're not exaggerating. The left is so racist, so race-baiting, inculcating, wounding the minds of black people particularly with such foaming at the mouth anti-white black nationalism, it is meant to put them into their total minority group than prep by gangster rap for prison. So the very conduit of school to prison that Black Lives Matter was talking about earlier in that video, that conduit, probably being produced by some liberal white guy, we know funded by Soros, is actually being run by them. And that's the fact. Think about how incredible that is. So during the break, they were printing off some of the statistics and some of the numbers, and my memory served. You'll get a couple hundred blacks killed, or less than 100 killed. You'll get 300 or so shot by police. And then you add that to thousands and thousands of blacks shooting each other and killing each other in Chicago alone every year. But nobody focuses on that. Nobody gets into that. Nobody wants to talk about that. Because it's not the fun of claiming that there is this epidemic of white cops running around shooting black people, when the truth is you can just type this into a search engine. Police are more likely to shoot white people than any other group statistically. Not just that whites are a majority in some areas, but per capita, police shoot more white people more often than any other group, and they admit they slow roll into predominantly poor black areas because they don't want to be blamed with racism. And so that causes crime to go up and more blacks to be killed and allows a culture of crime to take over. Actually, they found some of the headlines. Let's pull them up. This study found race matters in police shootings, but the results may surprise you. More whites are shot per capita than blacks. The Washington Post actually got that right back in 2016. These numbers are known. The Washington Post launched a real-time database to track fatal police shootings, and the project continues this year. As of Sunday, 1,502 people have been shot and killed by on-duty police officers on January 1, 2015. Of them, 732 were white, 381 were black, and 382 were of another or unknown race. The vast majority were white. But again, it doesn't matter. There are some bad cops that shoot people they shouldn't. Everybody knows that. The point is George Soros and the globalists know there's a rebellion against the corrupt government. They know there's a mass awakening. They want to short circuit it with a bunch of race baiting, race fighting, and everybody killing each other. It's in the WikiLeaks. They're trying to start a race war. And a lot of people are self-centered out there in the population. They think I'm against a race war because I'm afraid. They think I'm against a race war because I'm scared I'm going to get killed. No, it's the opposite. I'm scared you're going to get killed. I've got security. I've got firearms. I live defended behind a gate, behind walls. If there's a race war in this country, it's going to be the minorities that share the main brunt of the slaughterhouse. And that's not a threat. That's a fact. But why would I feel good if you got killed? I'm trying to keep you from aborting your children. I'm trying to tell Mexicans that they've got a five-year program to forcibly inoculate every Mexican girl at the age of 11, and it's been linked to sterilization. But you're La Raza, funded by the Fortune 500. You're Mecha, funded by George Soros and the big foundations, wants to wound you with racist Chicano brainwashing to keep you stunted under their control in your barrio, under the management of your local Mexican politico don and the Mexican mafia that keeps your people down and sells you drugs and pipelines you into the prison. But nobody sells out their people like the black leaders, and that's well known. Mexico orders HPV vaccinations for all fifth-grade girls, saying it will end threat of cervical cancer, which is basically so rare it's unbelievable. A lot of folks say, shut up, Alex. Let Gates do this. Let the UN do it. Hey, I'm not racist, but they're coming after us. Why are you exposing all this? Because I have to tell the truth, and I have to tell you what's going on. Doesn't mean Black Lives Matter is going to listen. Doesn't mean Mecha and La Raza are going to listen. And it doesn't mean if down the road we fail to stop this race war, big horde of people are coming down the street from me and my family, shooting guns off in the air and burning buildings, I'm going to light up whoever I got to defend my family. But it doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it. I'll do what has to be done, just like I've done in the information war. But Trump's trying his best to turn prosperity back on and to unify America, and we're trying our best as well up against the likes of George Soros, a horrible, nasty, who's overthrown over 80 countries, crashed over 100 economies, who admits he worked for Hitler and says he's proud of it and doesn't apologize. And that's why he gets the ADL Award of the Year. It's all part of a sick joke giving Obama a peace prize. But even the Washington Post, that lies so much, been bought out by Bezos now in the last year, so it's even worse, admits that police shooting database and federal crime statistics, deaths by homicide, and goes on to say there is no sign of bias unless it means white people being shot. Now I'm done talking about that. I want to get to the really, 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 really big news that is so illustrative of CNN's deception. Then I'll get into military news, political news. Mike Cernovich is going to be joining us live when he co-hosts with me, and then we'll open the phones up in the second, third, and fourth hours today. But before we go any further, this broadcast is listener-supported. This broadcast exists because people like you have supported it, because in the free market of ideas, you have believed in what we're doing. You fact-checked what we're doing, and you've seen we've done the research, and you've helped us spread the word. You've helped us with documentation. You've helped us with prayers. You've helped us financially. You are the InfoWar. And we are running specials throughout the month of July that are unprecedented. I've never run specials for a whole month, but I'm doing it because you're responding, and a lot of new customers are coming in, and people are finding out how great these products are. We have specials running right now of free shipping store-wide. That's a big deal on many of the items especially. Free shipping store-wide, Brain Force Plus with 20% more, the Great Nootropic, Amazing Brain Pill, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. The Good Halogen. Z-Shield, our latest product, heavy metal cleanser detoxifier, 30% off. All of our high-quality storable foods under the label InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot, 30 to 40% off. No one can even approach that. Emrex Essentials, 40% off on the outdoor pack, the sunscreen and bug spray that's all organic. All of it available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But I am ending the storable food 30 to 40% off today. That was supposed to end last Friday. I noticed it's not been taken down, so we are doing that again, and it's going to end today. All the other specials I'm going to continue until they sell out. The issue is X2 about to sell out. Brain Force about to sell out. Super Male Vitality about to sell out. But the good news is, I will continue specials on things like Myco ZX that was sold out more than 5 months. It is a cutting edge, it's only been available in the highest level clinics before, probiotic that doesn't just go after the bad bacteria, it goes after the yeast, the fungus, the candida. It is 30% off, even though we can't keep it in stock, when you get it with the probiotic Biome Defense 50 billion live cultures. We got rid of the Biome Defense smaller pills with the 25 billion because people didn't like the half power when they only like the full power, 50 billion. Super high quality, very best out there. We keep it refrigerated. It's amazing, but you don't have to. InfoWarsLife.com, that's 30% off right now. That's 30% off right now. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And when you fund this operation, it makes the globalists so incredibly angry because they want to be able to shut down sponsors. They don't want us creating our own economy. They are so frightened. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's in the Clinton Foundation documents, their Library Foundation, that they have always been afraid of us selling books or videos or anybody creating a new economy. They were writing about Joseph Farah in 93 at the Western Journalism Center. He created WorldNet Daily a few years later, saying, if libertarians or conservatives or nationalists or even leftists, they say, start selling books and videos that we don't control or having their own newspapers, it's over for us. They'll create their own new economy. So they instructed mainstream media to call us conspiracy theorists, to say we were evil if we sold anything, and to call for us to be shut down. When I say us, I wasn't on air for two more years, but that's what they did to everybody. And look how they failed, and look how they're collapsing, and look, in her own words, she's losing the info war. Lastly, it's been sold out for close to 6 months as well. I've signed a contract with Mitsubishi America that produces the only organically produced BioPQQ. All the other stuff out there is synthetic. They have the patent. This is the only one with 175-plus studies. It's the only one with the proven nerve regrowth. It's the only one in Europe that's a drug. People buy basically the same formula for $300 to $600 at medical clinics. My dad was at a big fancy medical clinic. He's a doctor about 4 years ago, and he said, son, they're selling this for $400 a bottle, the stuff he had. He said, we can go out and get it and bottle it for $60 a bottle, sell it for $130, have 100% markup, and undercut the entire market. Well, we did it. Except I'm offering it 20% off, even though it's been sold out. Try DNA Force for yourself. But warning, maybe you've had back pain before. Maybe you've had nerves that were cut off. This creates tingling. A lot of people have their feeling come back. I'm not going to make claims. Just research true, organically based BioPQQ. And it's not technically organic. The other stuff, synthetic, completely lab-made. This is made from organic sources, but the bacteria is GMO. I'll just tell you up front. But it's not like the super high-tech stuff. It's a bacteria that's just been bred to be able to then secrete and produce. That's just like beer is bacteria. It's a lot of good bacteria, obviously, but this one, that's how the Japanese do it. But it's bioidentical. The stuff is only found in comets and in trace amounts in blueberries. Yes, this is what, I'm not kidding. Look up BioPQQ. That's just one of the things in it. It's got the organic CoQ10, these acids and amino acids that help you upload it. It's an amazing product. My dad developed it with Dr. Group. InfoWarsLife.com. We made it better than the stuff, $300, $600, okay, that you go get from doctors. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It is back in stock. DNA Force. Sign up for auto ship. An additional 10% off. That's a big savings with things like that. Okay. Yesterday morning, I get up to see the fourth day of riots in Hamburg, and read the headline in the Associated Press that 470-plus officers have serious injuries. Then I see a Paul Joseph Watson tweet. I mean, if you see the videos we're showing right now as a radio listener at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, you will see it. It looks like the city's been bombed by bombers in World War II or something. I mean, we're talking about fires over, you know, 5-10 square miles. Hundreds of burning vehicles, dozens of burned shops, buildings on fire. George Soros-funded scum of the earth running around attacking the G20, even though these are the very globalists that have empowered them, put them on welfare, give them a welfare state, give them everything they want. This is like something out of Soylent Green. Protesters flood streets of Hamburg as G20 wraps up. Now, the headline from CNN that Paul Watson tweeted that we'll put on screen is Hamburg, Germany, an eclectic and international mix of demonstrators peacefully tramped through the streets of Hamburg on Saturday and Sunday, a show of anti-capitalist muscle in earshot of the world's top leaders who were finishing up the G20 summit. There it is. Peaceful demonstrators flooded the streets. We haven't even shown you the dramatic footage yet that's on Red State Rising that shows it from a skyscraper and just shows like scores of fires from a bird's eye view. I mean, it is crazy. I'll show you that, I guess, after the break. Now, understand, is CNN trying to be absurdist? Is CNN trying to be a parody? Is CNN trying to be like Monty Python in the Holy Grail, where the knight that goes neat and who wants a shrubbery has his arms and legs cut off and keeps saying it's merely a flesh wound and keeps denying that any of that's happened or gone on? Ladies and gentlemen, I have a stack of news articles here from mainstream news admitting that it was, quote, an orgy of violence, that that people are in critical condition, that thousands were injured, 400-plus police officers. Look at these headlines for yourself. CNN claims G20 protest was peaceful. That's a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com that boils all this down, that everybody should get to, that everybody should tweet at Real Alex Jones, that everybody should share. Because he boils it all down and shows what really happened and shows the fake articles put out by CNN. But here's other mainstream media that won't even be as deceptive as they are. Merkel defends decision to host G20 in Hamburg after rioting. Bloomberg. Germans angry over orgy of violence at Merkel's pre-election G20. Reuters. Water cannon and burned out cars, violent riots continue in Hamburg after G20 summit. RT. ISIS poster girl. That's a whole other article. Arab refugees in Germany can't understand why G20 protesters are rioting. They say, you get everything, they're bringing us in, why are you rioting? I mean, even the Muslims don't understand it. So, I ask you this. Why would CNN, come out in a bunch of headlines and videos and say all weekend it was peaceful when Hamburg's been on fire since last Wednesday? Why do they lie?
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Now, we make G20 jokes about CNN, but there are still some people that believe CNN. And so what's happening is mainstream media knows they've been found out. They know they're liars. They know they have no credibility. They know they have a 6% trust rate, even with Associated Press's national study last year. So all they can do now is be disruptive and troll the public. But they're allied with big money and with a lot of civil servants and bureaucrats and also losers. Losers like company. And a lot of losers want to be disruptive of society and success. And so that's really the position CNN has taken editorially, is that whatever the truth is, just lie. Whatever's happening, blame it on the other side. So they want to demonize the G20. They want to play the part of supporting revolution and the Arab Spring and the radical jihads and the overthrow of Ukraine. They're funding the cultural revolution of George Soros and his disruptive culture squads all over the world. And they want to overthrow even socialist regimes in Germany and put something even worse in. And so that's why you have the G20 calling for global government. And you've got them pushing the open borders and bringing in the Islamists and all the rest of it. But still, George Soros and the big foundations sent in the groups to burn down large parts of Hamburg. And then even the Muslims said, we don't understand. They let us in. They give us everything free. You don't even work here in Germany. Why are you burning everything? Germany has capitulated. That's the point, though. They want you to see the violence legitimized all over the world and believe you're going to be green-lighted if you do it here. If you go and shoot a cop in the back of the head, or if you go and club somebody over the head with a bike lock, or if you go as a mob of men and drag some woman off that tries to go hear Milo speak, that you're a hero. So they have to say it's peaceful to give you political backing in the summer of rage, so that as more cops and more citizens and more libertarians and more Christians and more conservatives get killed, there's no opposition to it because no one reports on it. Just like when a guy screams Allah Akbar and stabs a cop or kills a school teacher or shoots up a bar or shoots up a church or shoots up their Christmas party in San Bernardino or goes and shoots up a gay bar, you don't call it Islamic. You say it's a right-wing hate crime. And when Congressman Scalise gets shot, still fighting for his life, back in critical condition with infections, and a couple cops get shot, you say it's Trump's fault. And then you put out the hashtag Hunt Republicans. You arrogantly double and triple and quadruple down to infinity because you have nothing to lose. You're cornered scum. And you keep the illusion up that you're confident and you're in charge, so that all of us that are in the majority of every color, of every creed, feel like we're the minority. But that illusion's falling. You got to ask yourself what's going to come next. Protesters flood the streets of Hamburg and peacefully trample through the streets. CNN. Total, in-your-face, crazy fake news. Why would they do it? Because they've decided to own who they are, the villains. Zucker, I guarantee you, has sat in those meetings and said, we're known to be liars, let's go with it. Let's be as disruptive as possible. Let's call everything truthful lies. Here it is. Got the headlines right here. The Muslims are saying, why are you doing this? Germany has submitted. Got to read this article. Arab refugees in Germany can't understand why G20 protesters are rioting. They go on to say, they've been totally open and done whatever we want. Why are you doing it? They've submitted to us. Why are you burning it? It's ours. Hamburg is ours. Why are you burning it? Because it's an example.
Visit GCN.
It's to set larger fires. Stay with us.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis.